Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Welcome to a Monday here on Your Network of Praise, as we like to focus in on our network update, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. And it's just that. It's an update on what's happening around here. Roger Longquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, joins us. A couple of things I want to touch on today, Roger. First of all, we've been talking about this podcast in Africa, Radio Africa FM. How's it coming?
Well, we are really excited, Dave. In addition to the fact that we're 1 week away from the launch of RadioAfrica.fm, we are glad to say it's completely finished and running and working really well. As it launches next Monday, it will be running four languages: English, Swahili, French, and Fulani.
Oh,
and we have some great content in each of those four languages, so we're very happy about it. Especially happy that this was one of those rare times that we actually got a project done weeks ahead of time, so we've had the chance to really go back through and carefully look at refinements, anything we could do to improve the way it functions or anything. So we're excited about that. Now, next Monday, it will officially launch, and people will be able to type in radioafrica.fm into their browsers, and it'll pull up. It has been optimized, so you can look at it on a desktop computer, or you can look at it on a mobile phone, and it's been optimized for both. So it's really a nice-looking site. It's got some great content, and now in the days ahead, three things. First of all is add more languages. Second of all is spend everything we can on advertising so people all across the continent know it's there. And then third is cover it in prayer so that God will draw people to it, and that as they hear his word, in many cases, probably for the first time, that people will come to know Christ as their Savior, and people who already know him will be strengthened and be able to grow in their faith.
Amen. And yes, please be praying. And it's already, what a wonderful answer to prayer just to have it at this stage ready to launch. So we're anxious to hear updates on that.
Yeah, it's a good point you made, because something like this can oftentimes be, you know, a really difficult project. And because there's so much technology involved, coming from multiple places, there can be all kinds of complications. And like I said, we were really amazed how quickly it came together, so that we've had the time to look at it and go back through and say, you know, maybe if we could try this, it would improve it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to make some really nice refinements. So as it launches next Monday, we are really happy with the end result of all the work that's gone into it.
Absolutely. All right. One other thing we need an update on, or a look ahead, I guess. We're looking at Share-a-thon launching on September the 11th.
Yeah, and this year I think is really going to be an important one, Dave, because there's just a lot of need for hope in people's lives. We get prayer requests, as you see, through the YNOP.org website, and we have people who call into the station. And this has been a challenging year for many people for various reasons, health things. I've been corresponding with a number of YNOP listeners who are going through some health challenges right now, others just facing discouragement from the economy or just what you hear on the news. So I think the Day of Hope is going to be especially important, and we're looking forward to that. Because there's just a need for encouragement. And that's why we chose the theme Brighter Days for this year, because we know that that need for encouragement is very real. And that's one of the best things about Christian radio, is it's on the air 24 hours a day, able to provide that encouragement to people as they tune in, whether that be at noon or in the middle of the night. Whenever they need it, it's right there.
We talk through the year on these network updates about things that God has done, and we've been enabled to do those things through our listeners providing for us and praying along with us. And this, frankly, Share-a-thon's one of the biggest things that makes that possible.
It really is. It's when the majority of our budget for the year is actually raised, so it's very critically important. And we would certainly encourage everyone to be praying about that aspect of it. Many have received the Share-a-thon newsletter already, and there's an envelope in there. You can send in a gift, or you can go online to YNOP.org, and make a gift online, or you can just call in during the Share-a-thon that week of the 11th. But it is really important because God has given us more to do than ever. And it's been interesting in the last number of years, in addition to the YNOP radio stations, which that in itself, just the YNOP network continues to grow every year because right here in Montana and the neighboring states, there are people, again, who need that hope of the gospel, and many who just need that daily encouragement, good, solid Bible teaching. But then there's also this group of people that it seems lately have become the focus, and that is people who have no way to get the gospel unless somebody really actively works to bring it to them. Mm-hmm. And that's being done through things like the New Life Africa satellite networks, the RadioAfrica.fm podcast network that launches next Monday, through the distribution of MP3 players that YNOP has begun, through all these outreaches, whether it be to people in Salt Lake City who need good, solid Bible truth, or whether it be people in Africa where there's just very limited access to the gospel in some places. God has given us these open doors. He's given us all the tools to take the gospel to people, and the funding to pay the bills for it and the prayer to make it count are the two vital pieces that we rely on YNOP listeners for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looking forward to it. It all kicks off September the 11th, and you can check out the newsletter at ynop.org. Check for it in your mail as well. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to the update, and if you'd like to go back and listen to the whole thing, you can do that on our podcast page at ynop.org, and we'll also be posting it on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.